AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's initial estimate of fourth quarter gross domestic product shows the economy growing, but more slowly. President Biden at a union event in Virginia.
Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%. We're growing. Jobs are the highest in American number and the highest in American history.
Chipotle says it's looking to hire 15,000. And Lisa Dwyer reports restaurants are beginning the new year with labor shortages.
The National Restaurant Association says U.S. restaurants have added jobs for 24 consecutive months. But restaurant employment is still 3.6% lower than before the pandemic. In a November survey, 62% of restaurant operators said they did not have enough staff to meet customer demand.
In California, court documents show the mushroom farm where four people were killed Monday had another shooting last July. A manager charged with attempted murder after he threatened to kill another manager. Meantime, the 66-year-old worker charged in the killings of seven at that farm and another has admitted to the shootings. In a jailhouse interview with KNTV, Chun-Li Zhao says he wasn't in his right mind, but he worked long hours, had been bullied, and his complaints ignored. Jackie Quinn reports five Memphis police officers fired for beating a black motorist earlier this month are now facing charges.
Lawyers for the family of victim Tyree Nichols say it was a savage assault on the motorist who was beaten, shocked, and pepper sprayed for several minutes, reminiscent of the beating of Rodney King in Los Angeles in the 90s, they say. The five officers involved are now charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression.
An Islamic extremist has been convicted of federal charges for running down and killing eight people with a truck on a New York City bike path in 2017. This is AP News. Rita Foley now with more on the economy and where it might be headed.
Many economists think we are headed into a recession. What will that mean for you? The widespread view among economists is that it's very likely we'll be in a recession sometime this year. Although there are reasons to think that if a recession does come, it'll be comparatively mild. Still, a recession would mean job losses, though right now employers in many industries are continuing to add jobs. There are signs, though, that consumers are starting to get nervous about spending. Retail sales have dropped for 2 months in a row. Credit card debt is rising, evidence that Americans are having to borrow more to maintain their spending levels. The good news? Those skyrocketing prices for new and used cars are beginning to come down, and price hikes for furniture and clothing, among some other items, are slowing. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.